Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. You're listening to Humor at Work. So I hope you're having a good day, an awesome day, a great day, you know, all those good things. I want to talk about values. Everybody talks about values. Humor is a value. Every workplace has their values. They have their nice list of values, and they put them on the coffee mug and the posters and the mouse pads, and sometimes that's all they do. So I want to offer three simple M's to make sure your workplace values actually matter. Your workplace values actually mean something because, as we all know, talk is cheap and actions speak louder than words. So the first M is meaningful. Make your values meaningful by translating your values into concrete, observable behaviors and actions. Short example after example. Tell stories or create fun videos to bring them to life and give them meaning. The international design company IDEO held a team contest where teams had to create fun videos to bring a certain value to life. Another company holds an annual contest and awards prizes for the employees or teams who dress in costumes that best capture the spirit of their values. Second M, model. Ensure everyone models the values. Why? Because actions speak louder than words and talk is cheap. As Elvis once said, values are like fingerprints. You leave them all over the place. Your workplace values should be so obvious that you should be able to ask new employees after a few months what values are most important in your workplace and hold everyone accountable for them. Treat values like lines in the sand that will never be crossed. And number three, measure. That's the third M. Assess how well you're stacking up to your values at a company-wide team and individual level, and make sure all perks, recognition efforts, and reward programs are tied directly to your values. Well, as I'm doing the old podcast today, it happens to be official True Confessions Day, which is March 15th, in case you're curious. So my fun at work tip is this. Take a page from The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and Google True Confessions so you can see how the game is played. It's a great getting to know you icebreaker, team building, meeting kind of game. Participants have to read a true confession from one of two envelopes. One envelope contains a description of an actual real life event the person experienced. The other contains a fictitious one. Group into threes or do it as an entire team where everyone has 1 minute to interrogate the person and then decide whether their story is a true confession or a false made-up story. And the quote of the week from Brad Sulis, a creative director. Meetings should be like an episode of Friends. You know how they're going to end when they start. When people come in knowing what 30 minutes of their time is going to accomplish, they galvanize around the mission. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, we may never know if a Miami lawyer was lying at the time, but yes, thanks to a faulty e-cigarette battery, his pants actually caught on fire while he was delivering his closing arguments. Well, as always, I'd invite you to cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com. Sign up for the print version of this, and you can get the free ebook, 340 Ways to Put Humor to Work.